Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you are an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. What are they made of? Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. No tobacco leaf or stem. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor, full pouches.
The Volume.
The Three and Out Podcast with me, John Middlecoff, is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Great odds and markets for baseball, the NBA, NHL, PGA Tour, and so much more. Awesome new and existing user promotions. America's number one sportsbook. Very easy to use, safe and secure. You get your winnings fast. I cannot recommend it enough. Love gambling with FanDuel. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you. What is going on, everybody? Thought we'd bring back a little Middlecoff mailbag. At John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Obviously, this is the Three and Out Podcast. Subscribe. You listen to Colin's feed. Make sure you subscribe to the Three and Out feed. Appreciate everyone that's been listening. We got a lot of new listeners. Football season is back. So we're excited. We are very, very excited for the National Football League and college football. I actually think college football is probably as open as it's been in years. And when I say that, you know, 8-10 teams have a chance instead of just 2 or 3. And obviously in the NFL, I would say 10-plus teams have a chance to win the Super Bowl. That's all you can really ask for. This Middlecoff mailbag, at John Middlecoff, is the Instagram fire in those DMs. But I had to start with this, because when I recorded Thursday's podcast that you probably listened to on Friday, potentially you haven't listened to it yet, I discussed a lot of Kyler Murray, and I have kind of all week. Well, something happened Thursday kind of afternoon night, and I'd already sent my podcast to my guy, Hulse, so it was already in the can. And I didn't get a chance to talk about Bidwell and the Cardinals taking the clause out of Kyler's contract. And I always laughed, and this isn't apples to apples, but Joe Rogan, Dave Chappelle, remember Spotify, Netflix, they took a ton of shit from 17 people on the internet. And everyone thought that they were going to give in and take them off. And I always laughed because it's like, I don't even listen to Joe Rogan. I think I've listened to one of his podcasts over the years with like Kevin Hart, and obviously I don't have Spotify. I can't even listen if I wanted to. But people don't realize the reason Spotify paid him hundreds of millions of dollars, because he has 10 plus million people that listen to an episode.
That is way more than everything on television and any radio show not named the National Football League. He is an absolute cash cow. So no matter how many of their 17 employees that you couldn't add up and be a 50th of the value of Rogan, or Chappelle with Netflix when everyone freaked out on Twitter and three of their employees, like, they weren't going anywhere. Why? Because good businesses understand when they make a decision, they do it for a reason, especially ones that print them a lot of money. Now, this is the opposite, because no one on the outside was saying the Cardinals should fire, cut, or get rid of Kyler Murray. Though, I've said over and over, I would have entertained trading him. But because of all the backlash, the team gave in. They, just like Netflix once upon a time, gave Chappelle a ton of money for a reason. They knew his shows would crush. There was a reason Spotify paid Joe Rogan a lot of money. It was very lucrative. There was a reason, and you can say, and listen, it's been reported that Rap Sheet, who said that Michael Bidwell was the driving force. And listen, do I think he's the greatest owner? I do not. But he didn't just randomly put this clause in the contract. Cliff Kingsbury, Steve Keim, and being around the building, he has an understanding, and he's been told this guy does not study. Plus, he had a front row seat 3-4 years ago with Carson Palmer, who was a grinder. And I think that him taking this out is what poor businesses do. They give in. And like Netflix and Spotify, you would never give up on those two. They're too much money. This case, what is Kyler's leverage? Honestly, what was his leverage? It's like the Netflix guy, like, I will quit if you do not get rid of Chappelle. Reed Hastings. Okay, quit. See ya. Adios. Kyler, what? What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? Where is Kyler Murray's leverage? I feel like they're running their operation like an NBA team. And not the good NBA teams, the bad NBA teams that overpay average players and then listen to everything they want to do and never get anywhere in the playoffs. That's what it feels like. Why? Because Kyler Murray was kind of agitated and claiming that you guys don't understand I watch film. Well, clearly they don't believe you do. And they're around you every day. And I was told specifically that it was an issue and he was constantly called out last year. And this organization, after the way they ended, and again, I've never argued that his talent isn't immense, that his physical attributes, he's one of the most unique players we've ever seen. But I can't get over the rush to pay him. And then once you pay him and you put specific language in the contract for a reason, you give in? Because of what? Because of the outside noise? Because of, and listen, football, unlike normal businesses, sometimes normal businesses like a lot of commotion. It drives people to do business. In football, it's a little different. You don't want people outside creating chaos because then it creates chaos inside the building. But this is not going away. It's already out there. It's all we're ever going to think when we watch him play now. Did this guy study? Did he put in any effort? It's the number one thing we're all going to think when we watch Kyler Murray play week one. He throws one pick. Oh, he wasn't studying film. That's just a fact, Jack. So the Cardinals giving in is why they have consistently been a below-average organization in the history of time. This is what the Arizona Cardinals do. Now, you can argue putting it in the first place. I'd say I never would have paid him. If this is your mindset of having to put this in the having to put a clause like this in a contract, maybe that's an enormous red flag. Maybe that's telling that, you know, maybe we should hold out until he proves. That's usually the way good businesses work, right? You prove you're worth something, then we pay you. The reason Dave Chappelle got hundreds of millions of dollars from Netflix, he has a 20-year resume of dominating. Joe Rogan had 10 million people, potentially, maybe it was like 11 or 12, listening to him for 5-6 straight years. Big boy audience. The reason Colin Cowherd is big time, because he has a lot of people that come to consume his content. Like, this isn't that complicated. Most quarterbacks who are good consistently study. And I know Colin keeps using Big Ben as an example. Kyler Murray can't hold Big Ben's jock. Like, they're not, I don't see any parallels between the two. If you gave me the choice, like, I don't even think Kyler Murray will ever come close to being in Big Ben's universe as a player. So this notion that, yeah, some guys historically didn't work that hard, but some guys are more talented than others. And while Kyler is very talented, when you factor in his body size and his injury history as a young player, like, he has a lot more concerns than he does, like, oh, this is going to be perfect for the next 4 or 5 years. And then letting him dictate everything you do to me is just absolutely crazy. Let's get to the Middlecoff mailbag. At John Middlecoff is the Instagram, fire in those DMs. I'm a lifelong Broncos fan since I was 6. My favorite player is Champ Bailey. And I wonder why you think no one talks about him. He was physical and was a willing tackler while locking down his side of the field on the best receiver. He's always shocked people say Revis was better. I'm always shocked, but it looks like I'm in the minority. What do you think about Champ? Would you place him over Revis? I don't think that many people talk. Like, I think society now, like, we focus on the present. It's not, how often are you arguing, like, Ray Lewis or Brian Urlacher? Like, Revis or Champ Bailey? Maybe, like, First Take does that with their audience of 340,000 people. But, like, I think we're more focused on, like, who do you like to win the AFC West? Are the Tampa Bay, are they going to win the Super Bowl again? Is Tom Brady going to get number 8? Aaron Rodgers, can he play without Devontae Adams? I think most of our discussions are present. I know I do. I actually was bullshitting about the Bulls versus the Warriors with some buddies yesterday, but I don't do those conversations much anymore. I used to when I was younger, but I'll be honest, those kind of bore me. Just in the simple fact that they're impossible to ever get a result. It's never final. It never ends. So I don't know. I mean, I was just a kid in college when Champ was in his prime. I was in the league a little bit when Revis was humming, and I think Revis was pretty damn good. They're different. I mean, Champ was probably more versatile. But yeah, I mean, I just, who's really having that conversation? And I'm not trying to be a dick, but I wouldn't worry about it. A lot of people made fun of Russell for wearing his jersey to the first day of practice. Yeah, I don't know. Russell. Here's what I'll say about Russell. I saw a couple highlights. I saw Denver tweet out some highlights from practice. And again, so they're going to put up the best stuff. I can't imagine being an offensive player on that team and going from Drew Lock to Russell Wilson. That's like hitting the football lottery. I mean, those guys got to be thinking, we are about to make so much money, put up so many numbers, and get paid. Hey, John, love both the pods. Lifelong Niner fan here. I have never been to any training camp preseason type stuff. Would it be worth checking out as far as seeing the team up close, getting an autograph, etc.? I have a more flexible job nowadays and thought something like that might be cool to do. Yeah, if you're a season ticket holder and you can get into 49er practice, just like if you're any fan and you can get into practice, I would recommend going if you have some free time, potentially on the weekend. The one thing I would say is I would try to pick a padded practice. And there's no guarantee, like in a game, when you sit in the stands, you know where the game's going to be. It's right there on the field. Sometimes in practice, like they can move far away and you can't see as much. It's not guaranteed to be sweet. Like as someone that gets like a press pass or whatever, I can kind of move. So if they're on one side of the field, I can walk over there. As the season ticket base, at least speaking for the Niners, you are kind of stuck on one side. Now, for the most part, you know, some coaches like try to be kind of screw with people and put you away. I don't think Kyle actively tries to do that at all, but you're just not guaranteed anything. Now, I'm probably the wrong guy to ask. I'm kind of numb to all this. You know, I could have gone to practice all week and I chose not to because they weren't in pads. It's like, this kind of bores me. So, if I didn't have access, it would be pretty cool to do. It is cool to do. The Niners obviously have a lot of star players. I would, if you can get in, I'd recommend going. Per the report, when the stunning announcement was made that Watson was headed to Cleveland and contract details emerged, one team called and asked why it wasn't giving an opportunity to match, because they would have. The answer, Watson wanted to go to Cleveland. His only hurdle has been moving to a city where he'd never really been before. Falcons wanted a Matt Brown's offer, for your information. I think that's something that Watson camp would want out right now, is that they had a lot of people willing to pay that. I'm calling bullshit. And listen, I don't trust much of the media because they all have agenda. They're all in bed with someone. Well, if you're in bed with David Mulgeta, the guy that got Deshaun Watson $230 million, and they are getting destroyed. They have been absolutely shit on. Same with the Browns. you'd want to know. And same with the Browns. We weren't the only people that were willing to pay this. I'm going to call bullshit because I think it was consistently reported that every single team was like, yeah, we're out. Yeah, we're out. What's the first thing you do when you get a big offer? Whether it's $10,000 or $100 million, you shop it. See if you can get a little more. That's the way business works. So to think that he didn't shop it and this guy wanted to go to Cleveland, again, I'm calling bullshit. But that's how I think. I don't think when someone in the media tells me something, I don't go, yeah, he's right. I go, what's the angle on this? Been around this long enough. Know the way the real world works. I got a mailbag question for you. I'm a slow native, currently a rising senior at Rutgers Business in New Jersey. I'm a finance major with plans to take the LSAT next month and explore law school opportunities. However, as time has gone on, I know I wouldn't be happy in either the financial or legal fields, despite my proficiencies in both. Smart guy. Football is my first love, and nothing means more to me. I want to make a career in football world. Doesn't matter to me where. I'm confident enough that I could excel in any capacity. I have what I believe is a decent resume. I interview well, but I just don't know where to start. My question to you, how does someone like myself get their foot in the door? It could be in the media world, analytics, or anything else. I just want to prove I belong to make a living in an industry world where I love. I would say I would use LinkedIn. And LinkedIn's a sponsor of this podcast. I would use those type apps to find people in the business, presidents, VPs, contract negotiators, different people in the field of teams. And I would contact them that way. If you befriend them and connect, then you basically have an instant messenger with them. So if I connect with the VP of, you know, of business for the LA Rams on LinkedIn, I can then send them a message. Now, you could do 100 of these and maybe only 10 people respond. So there's a hustle element to it, but you're young, you seem ambitious, and you know, when I was in college, the internet was 7-8 years old. Emails were not readily available. I had to send handwritten letters or typed out letters to different teams. And every single one of them denied me, except the Kansas City Chiefs. And my senior year in college, I interned for the fall. I did a, you know, 4-month intern with the Chiefs in the sales department. So it's way easier to get in now than it was in my day. So, and I'm not saying that to act like an old guy. I'm just saying you have way more avenues to contact people. I got an email. I've had NFL Game Pass for a long time, and it costs like $100 a year. And basically, it gives me the ability, games I miss, to rewatch, and you can do it in condensed versions. I like watching a game. If I'm going to talk about it on a podcast, it takes me 30 minutes to watch. It's incredible because they condense the game. You don't have to watch any commercials. Well, Raj, NFL Plus, I wasn't even sure what it was, and then I got an email that said, you're automatically renewed, NFL Plus, and it was cheaper. So in a day and age when inflation is raging, everything is like double the price. I mean, they claim inflation is 10%. Where I live, it's got to be like 40. So fucking expensive. I mean, I've been to 3 cities in the last like 3 or 4 months. Southern California, the Bay Area, and Scottsdale. I mean, holy moly are things. And Tahoe. It's like, I can't even imagine having like a young family. The price of things are just outrageous. Roger saved me money. Roger saved me money. They say these guys are pigs, but I appreciate you, Roger.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. They help you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else. Did you know 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? LinkedIn's the only one I use. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/john. That's linkedin.com/john to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. If you're an adult age 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, I want to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. Black Buffalo's nicotine pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA for 21 and over adult consumers. Black Buffalo was built by dippers with decades of smokeless tobacco use. They believed the market wanted tobacco alternative nicotine products that offered the best of both worlds. Bold flavor, full pouches. What are they made of? It's pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food grade ingredients, and pharmaceutical grade nicotine. Most importantly, there's no tobacco leaf or stem. All proudly made right here in the USA. So if you're 21 and older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online, and they ship directly to most states. Or check out the store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative. Bold flavor. Full pouches.
Love the podcast. Keep doing work. Quick question, probably a stupid question, about FanDuel. Do you have to use a VPN in order to bet on sports? Because my understanding is that most states still don't have sports. Well, it just depends where you live. You know, more and more states. I thought California would never do it because the Indian casinos have so much power, even though they are kind of in business with Vegas casinos. Like, the Vegas casinos actually manage their casinos. The Indians just profit off it. And I think that they're finally, like, a couple years ago, it was on the ballot, and they paid so much money, and it got pulled off before the voting even happened in 2020. That doesn't look like the case. There's just too much money in the line. So sports gambling, for example, in California is going to pass. But Louisiana's, the Arizona's, the Jersey's, the New York's, you know, Florida's rocking and rolling. I would imagine in the next 18 months, the majority of states will have sports gambling. So just hang in there, if depending on what's, I don't know what state you're in. My favorite pod, keep up the great work. I've heard you talk about Trubisky not being the answer in Pittsburgh, and I get why. But with that organization, coach, defense, and skill players, don't you think he has a chance to change the narrative as well? Well, I think they can compete to make the playoffs, because like you said, their team is really good. They have a fantastic defense. They have good wide receivers. I think Najee's going to be a star. I just think Mitch has a ceiling. He is not an accurate quarterback. There are basic touch throws he does not make. And that's, to me, the difference of 9-10 wins and like 13-14 wins. And that is definitely the difference of competing in the playoffs. So I don't trust Mitch Trubisky in the slightest. Good guy, tries hard. Has some fatal flaws as a player. Now, they drafted a guy number 20 overall to be their starting quarterback. So, I think time will tell if they transition to him mid-season. They lose a couple games. As talking to Cam Hayward, if you listened to that a couple weeks ago, like, Mitch is going to be their starting quarterback. Now, I think the question is, for how long? Is Mitch 5 games? 20 games? 10 games? 7 games? I don't know.
you know, part of drafting Kenny Pickett, Mac Jones, the guys whose ceiling isn't as high, I start them immediately. Because if anything, they're quote-unquote pro-ready. Now, Mac is a better player than Kenny Pickett, but the point remains. When I draft a lower ceiling guy high, I got to play him right away. Because how much better is he actually going to get? And the only way he gets better is by playing. Great work on keeping up the NFL content. I live in Athens. You have been making it easier to stay on top of what's going on over here. Isn't it crazy how, you know, just 7-8 years ago, I wouldn't have the access to listen to other radio stations throughout America. You know, if I was a Chicago fan, I couldn't listen to Chicago radio or Texas radio or whatever. And now, radio is kind of irrelevant. And the ability to, but if you want to, you can. If your favorite, you got a favorite radio host. But I'm a podcaster. I listen to only podcasts. You can listen wherever you are. I could go internationally travel. I go to Alaska, I go to Iceland, I go to China. Now, there might be some rules in China. I don't know how they let me stream, but, and do it. And the other thing with my job, and this is why podcasting, why it's going to win, my expenses are zero. I don't have to get a studio, and I can go wherever. A couple years ago, I went to Hawaii for Thanksgiving and recorded several podcasts there. Why? Because all I got to do is bring my computer and my microphone. Like, that's just, it's an unbeatable, it's just so easy. And I feel very lucky, like a lot of people in a lot of different industries, timing. If, you know, if this was 2006, I would not be able to do this. I would have to go probably work for some radio station, corporate, and hate it. Just want to get your thoughts. I'm not a Panthers fan by any means, but just thinking, what are the chances that Corral either starts a number of games or is the starter by the end of the season? Sure, he's got his own flaws, but Baker and Darnold also have theirs with career underperformances, injuries, etc. Matt Rhule needs to win games ASAP for the sake of his NFL career if he doesn't prefer college. I think it'll be very, very difficult for Matt Corral to start games this year. It would take major injuries to both guys. I think I don't have like a horse in the race. I don't, not that I follow the team that closely. I know a lot of like national pundits think that Baker Mayfield is going to be the starting quarterback. I don't know. I think you just, anytime that you're facing an uphill battle, they didn't give up anything to get him. They're not paying him anything. It'd be one thing if they traded a second-round pick and they were paying him $20 million. That's not the case. They're paying Sam Darnold way more money. Now, just because you're paying a guy more money doesn't mean he's going to be the starting quarterback, but I don't think by any means Baker Mayfield is a lock to start. Now, if I had to put a pie chart, I'd put, you know, I'd give Baker Mayfield probably 40. I'd give Sam Darnold 35, so boom, we're already at 75, and I'd give Corral, no, I'd probably even be less. I'd give Baker Mayfield 45, I'd give Sam Darnold 45, and I'd give Matt Corral 10. But who knows, you know? I think it's going to be very, very difficult for Matt Corral to beat out either one of those guys. Mailbag question. What do you think about making a team completely going against current norms of a passing league? Completely spending on an O-line and running back, getting a blocking wide receiver or two, maybe N'Keal Harry, and completely getting away from quarterbacks. It would probably give you more cash for the defense, and with smaller defenses, it might be hard for any team to stop it. Let me know your thoughts. I hear what you're saying. Here's the main problem. In a football game, and even if your team's really good, you're the number one defense, they're going to be, in a 17-game season, I would say 5 to 6 spots where you're losing in the second half and it's 2nd and 3rd and long. And it's why when Army and Navy, let's just use them as an example. I know that's not exactly what you're talking about, but they are a run-heavy offense. And when you watch them play, when they're not playing each other and they're playing Notre Dame or BYU or whatever, and they're down a couple touchdowns in the fourth quarter, they're kind of screwed. Why? They can't throw the ball. So if I stuff the run on 1st and 10 and you're down 13 points and there are 7 minutes left and it's 2nd and 10, what are you going to do? Run it again? No, you got to try to throw it. Well, what happens if you do run it again? And now it's 3rd and 11. You have to throw the ball. And to me, that is where, and that's always been the case. Even in the 80s and 90s, when running the ball was very important, the teams with the best quarterbacks still were the most competitive. So I think having a big-time quarterback big time would be strong, but having a very, like, you still need Kirk Cousins, even if you still need Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, ultimately, the Niners had some success over the years, and Jimmy's a pretty flawed player because he could hit some slant routes, you know? And he wasn't making $3 million. He was making 26. He wasn't making 45, but he was making a lot. So I think it's very, very, it's unavoidable. You have to allocate resources for that spot. It's just part of the deal. There's no way around it. Because the way the game plays out, you have to hit passes on big, you know, on must-have downs, on must-have passing downs. It's inevitable that you find yourself in those situations. At John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Fire in those DMs. I'm going to need you. I'm running low on DMs here. So fire in those DMs. Share it with your friends. Subscribe to the 3 and Out podcast. Hopefully everyone has a good weekend, and I will talk to everybody soon. Later.
Volume. Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.